we ever continue your conversation, John?
Do we delight to?
I'd like to quote you directly from your review, your player ratings. I don't think he's a 10, you know. Prepare to have a chat about it whenever. I don't think he's a 10, you know. Prepare to have a chat about it whenever. Let's have that chat. You don't think he's a 10?
No, I don't.
That's going to cause problems. Where's he going to play?
Well, we don't have to play a 10.
All these kids who've got a shirt are going to be fuming now.
No, you keep the number.
The club's getting refunds galore now.
I think 10's the hardest position to play on a football pitch. I think your role is the least defined. I think where you should position yourself is the kind of the least defined, really. And I think we kind of think it's easy because we had Gerrard doing it and Gerrard was brilliant at it, but even Gerrard struggled with aspects of it, you know, especially in terms of, you know, how much he was touching the ball. He always wanted to be on it more, and, you know, things like that. But Gerrard was great at it because he had the, you know, he could explode into games, and I think Sterling made it look ridiculously easy. And so we kind of think it's an easy role, and it's not. I think I like him. If you say a 4-3-3, for example, I like him in midfield. I think he's good because he's got the whole game ahead of him. He can win the ball well, so he can snap into tackles, and then he's got three options ahead of him, and his passing range is phenomenal, but it's all ahead of him. I like him wide in a 4-3-3 as well. I know you're not sure about it, Neil, because of his goal return, but if you forget about that for a minute, I think he plays well there because he's able to come in from wide, and I think that makes sense for him as well, because he can think, okay, I can go on the touchline and get me past there, and then I can come inside, and I think, you know, I can find me space, and I can find little pockets of space, and he's good at that there. I think, and then you know, the fullback's not sure where to go with him, and then the defensive midfielder hasn't seen you've made that run, and you can find little pockets of space, and then you can cut in towards goal when you've got it, and it's all in front of you again because your back is to the touchline, and it's all in front of you again. And I think he plays well there as well, where he's got the goal return, as I say, is a separate thing to me. Where he struggles from a central attacking position, I think a lot of it is back to goal. And then if a team's got a defensive midfielder and they've got a good one like Dembele, he's like, right, I'm marking him. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm marking this fella. And so you've always got a guy on, yeah. I don't think he's brilliant on the turn. I know he turned that guy against Stoke and did really well, but I don't think he's great because it's kind of a back-to-goal thing. And I think he's, the further up you put him centrally, I think the less and less he's able to look at the goal and look at what's in front of him. And he's not quite got as many options as he's got when he's an eight and when he's deeper. And I think he struggles to get into games, and I don't think he's the kind of player either who can think, oh fine, I won't touch the ball for 10 minutes, that's not a problem. I think that's a really hard thing for him, a lot of footballers to do, but I think if he had more confidence, he wouldn't mind so much. But he starts coming deeper, and then the problem is when you're playing a 4-3-2-1, which is quite a defensive formation anyway, and then you've got one of your two coming deep to get it, you're really struggling for options then.
I think there's, on this mic, there's the old Souness line about it being the position of no responsibility, and I think that's maybe an overstatement, but the point is there's certain footballers who sort of want responsibility in football matches. Coutinho could be one, and as John's saying, it's, if you feel as though, and you've got the responsibility to create, but if you want to be more involved in the game, you can sort of lose yourself a little bit. I mean, but John's just said lots of things, and I think we should talk about them.
I think him and Lallana are quite similar in many ways, in the way that they play, the positions that they played on Saturday were interchangeable almost. Yep. I think where Coutinho is better though, and I do agree with John, is when he's got a bit, I actually disagree with you. I think he's brilliant at turning people, but I don't think he's good at doing it around the box when you have less room. So when there's like defenders all around and stuff like that, he takes too many touches, Coutinho, for me. Like, you know, ball breaks to him, you just want someone to twat it sometimes when you get a minute, but he wants to take a couple of touches and then create an opportunity.
Foot's all playing in a minute.
Yeah, it is. So he's you know, he's taking about three or four little touches with his foot when you know, and the moment's gone. And now a striker never does that because a striker's hit it before he's even realised he's hit it. You know, it's just an instinct, isn't it? Or a forward. And so he's not a forward. He's not a striker. He's not a forward. So he creates a bit of space, then he lit it. But that's generally coming from halfway into their half, breaking towards the end of the box. You know, you don't really see him getting on the end of anything in the box. In fact, I don't know if I've ever seen him getting on the end of anything in the box. Yeah. And so, you know, that's the 10. That is a 10. And you look at a great 10, they do that. They're gonna be like Iniesta in and around and then just get in the box and get a header on something, and that's just not him. So I think he's got the number, but I don't think he is a 10. I pretty much agree with you there in that sort of sense, because he's never got a number 10 should be scoring 20 goals a season. Mm. And you know, I just don't think that's going to happen now. But I do see him as a player who is most effective. When we had Rodgers and he was the 3-5-2, I thought there was an argument to play him deep, because you get wing backs up the pitch and then it opens up the pitch for him, and he moves the ball quickly, and it, you know, between transitions and stuff like that. But if you're playing four, as you say, 3-2, you don't really want him too deep, and you don't want him as the last man. So he's got to be that in that space between the halfway line and in between their penalty box, as opposed to their penalty box or the halfway line, if that makes sense. That's what I think about him.
I think he's suffering as a consequence of being our best attacking player, and we've put him into this position now because he's had a couple of good games there. I'm with John. I liked him in the derby when he played in the three in midfield, for example. He was in the midfield three, picking the ball up. It was in front of him. He had the attacking players stretching them, and so I suppose you're probably right about the wing backs. You know, he had the players being stretched, their team being occupied by our attackers, and he's thinking, sound, I'll just dictate this now. This is nice and easy for me. I'll find my man. I'll run into space. I think he can turn people, but I don't think he can do it centrally. I think it's really hard to, because it's just jam packed. And as you say, people know they're going to pick up on him. I think from out wide, he's really good. He's really good at turning and springing onto the front foot. So gets the ball out wide, plays nice and slow. Plenty of times you've seen him do this in the last couple of years in Anfield, particularly. The play is nice and slow, and he's been out wide on the left touchline, and you know, it's been rolled into his feet, and he takes a little touch, and the full back or the right mid's not sure whether to dive in, and it's a little shimmy out of his feet, and he's off. And this is the thing about him being coming from out wide, though, because then he's into the middle of the pitch. The players have all moved over to the right, and he's into the middle of the pitch, and there's only one man for him to beat.
Yeah.
And he's either going past him or he's playing a pass off him, and then he's making that run towards the edge of the box to maybe get the ball back and get a shot in or play a pass out wide. That's where he's really good, and I think we have it because we've just become reliant on him. You know, it's why everyone probably jokes now, saying, you know, he's the next player we'll sell, or he's he's Klopp's transfer fund next year. So I think for him, it's what do we want from him?
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool aren't quite sure at the minute, and I think Klopp's going to have to answer this question. There were times on Saturday when I just think he was really wasted, where he was out wide and we weren't using him. We weren't getting nothing from him, and we were going down the right hand side a lot of times. And I was thinking, well, there's Coutinho, who's really good attacking.
I do think he's had a run of pretty poor form though, for him. And you know, he may be coming out of that. I think he was better than he has been. He's been quite poor in quite a few games lately. And I think, you know, players do have bad form, you know, and his touches aren't coming off and that kind of stuff. And whether that was because his head got turned by, you know, the Barca players saying we want you to join us and all that, you know, which is often the way these things go. But you know, maybe it's just form, and he'll sharpen up. But for me, I think I saw Klopp having a go at him taking too many touches around the box. He was there. I saw him do it. You know, he was saying like, "Hit it," kind of thing, or "Stop fucking around with it when it breaks you around the box. Just be quicker about what you're doing." He was saying that to a few people, but it was noticeable on Saturday.
Heavy metal football.